Welcome to the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. With over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist, I am dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Learn about the power of thought and how it shapes your life to take risks, change careers, find love, go on adventures, and live passionately with me, Dr. Diane. Get ready for revolutionary ways of thinking, being, and creating an amazing life. The Dr. Diane Show starts now. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Diane Hayden, and you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, where we will explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul. Each time on the Dr. Diane Show, we will have experts from around the country discussing cutting-edge topics on longevity medicine, natural health, mindset, and soul purpose to help you shift your perspective and become a mindset warrior like me. Today, I'm excited to welcome Dr. Ailish Philpott. She owns and operates Soul Healing Journey, LLC, and the Academy for Soul Healing. Soul Healing Journey offers soul-level healing, and Dr. Ailish works with clients to remove obstacles preventing full expression of their authentic selves. The Academy offers training for those who want to further develop their connection with energy work. Ailish has worked in the healing arena for over 25 years and has numerous trainings and life experiences to bring to every session and training. She personally overcame a very difficult and traumatic childhood, which culminated in severe depression and anxiety, but she was able to use these skills to heal herself and support others on their individual journey. So welcome, Dr. Ailish. How are you today?
I am good. Thank you very much. And thank you for the invite to the show. And how are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Good. So I always enjoy our chats.
I know we're going to have a good one today.
Yeah.
I always like to start these shows by learning a little bit more about you and giving you the opportunity to tell our listeners and viewers what happened in your life to kind of lead you down this journey to what you do today. I find that when I'm talking to healers or working with healers, more often than not, there was some trauma or some experience that happened to them in their childhood or growing up or even in adult years that kind of really shifted their whole mindset and, right. and, you know, thoughts and beliefs and took them down this other path now to a new career. And that's obviously what happened to you. And I think when people hear about your story, there are a lot of people that will relate to what happened to you. And I think that's important because the way that you were able to turn this around is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as I'm sure you can hear, I'm from Ireland. I grew up in Ireland. I am the eldest of 9 children. So there were always babies in my house. My mom was always pregnant. There was always noise and racket and all sorts of stuff going on. When I was about 6 or 7, my little sister died we'll call it a cot death, but it wasn't the typical cot death. And I'm not going to go into major detail about that, but that was very traumatic. And being the sensitive little soul that I am, and not realizing it at the time, and growing up in Ireland where one didn't talk about feelings or what was going on and all that kind of good stuff, that started, among other things, building up an energy of stuff, lots and lots and lots of stuff that I held. Over the years, I had periods of depression, but in Ireland in those days, one didn't know what depression was. It was like, oh, she just cries all the time. But I'd get over it and I'd kind of move on and get to the next thing. So when I was in my late teens, I was just completing my degree. I was doing a science degree in UCD, University College Dublin, and had a bunch of traumatic things happen that year. One of which was two of my really close friends growing up were killed in a drunk driving accident. I split up with a very long-term relationship. My mother was very sick, so I was looking after all the babies and all the children. And I was also trying to finish my qualification at the same time. So very stressful, hectic time. So I ended up getting depression and anxiety. And as I said, didn't know what it was. Nobody knew what it was. And the attitude in Ireland in those days was, you just need to kick up the ass and get on with your life. So yep. Consequently, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And I ended up in a psychiatric hospital. So I was in the psychiatric hospital for 3 or 4 months, where they medicated me. And I was seemingly a lot better, sent me home and told me that if I wanted to get off the drugs, I could wean myself off them. So obviously that didn't work. And over the next few years, I would have relapses and I'd be put on other drugs and blah, blah, blah. It was a nightmare. So then I got engaged to a guy that I had gone to college with. So I knew him like 10 years. We dated for a week and then got engaged. But he was living in London at the time, so I had to move to London. So when I moved to London, and went to renew my prescriptions, I was told that a lot of the prescriptions I was taking were blacklisted and I shouldn't be on them. And I certainly shouldn't be on them in combination with all the other drugs I was taking. So, and I was having other symptoms. I was collapsing. I was very depressed, very anxious, despite the fact that I was going to England for a good reason. So it was just a stressor. Ended up in hospital there. And luckily the hospital there was called a day hospital. So it's like you went to work. So you went to the hospital during the day, came home and slept at home in the evening. So I was there for 5 or 6 months. And coming out of that, well, while I was there, they got me off all the horrible mixture of drugs. They gave me appropriate drugs for what I needed at the time. And I started therapy for the first time. My therapist was called Jenny, and she literally, she saved my life. She was the right person at the right time. So definite divine guidance. And I was in therapy with her for about a year, and then periodically on and off over the next few years when I was having a hard time for other reasons. I went back to college. I had completed my degree, but I was doing a postgraduate. In Ireland, it's called the HDIP, the Higher Diploma in Education. In England, it's called the PGCE, or the Postgraduate Certificate in Education, which basically is a master's equivalent of education. So I went back to college, finished that, and got a job as a high school teacher in Southeast London. I was teaching there for a number of years. I got pregnant with my son, teaching high school science, had my son. And then when he was less than a year old, my husband, actually, there's a funny story in here. Not a funny story, a very synchronistic story. The day I went back to school from maternity leave, and you get really good maternity leave in England, my husband was offered the job. As I was resigning, he was being offered the job in New York. So literally that day, the same thing happened. So we moved to New York when my son was 9 months old, and we've been here ever since. I have had I have had a few traumatic things happen over the years, as one does in life, but I have not ended up back in a psychiatric hospital since then. The first modality I started when I got here was rebirthing, which now I can see is totally fits with my background of being the eldest of 3 children, teaching sex education at school, having this new baby. It was perfect. So that was the first modality I got involved with. And I talked for a long time. I'm going to stop now.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. We have a couple more minutes before we're going to go to break. I think it's interesting to me that you found those modalities. Like, other people, either they wouldn't have been open to it, You know, maybe it's your European background. I'm not sure. You know, what do you think it was that sort of led you to energy work? Because not everybody would have taken that path.
Yeah, it was in England for the few years after I finished therapy, I still didn't feel good. And just put it down to the fact that I had been ill and went to doctors and they couldn't give me any. It's like, your bloods are fine, everything's fine. And I couldn't find any solutions. And that's when I started looking at alternative therapies. So I started going to a homeopath doctor, and I also had acupuncture for a full year before I got pregnant with my son. So that was my introduction to the alternative world. And when we came to America, I knew that I had a knowing that I was coming to get well 100% and that I wanted to do something alternative. I didn't know what, I just knew I wanted to do something alternative. So it was as a result of the experiences of having been sick and then going, trying the conventional medicine route and not getting the results I wanted and needed that way that I started looking elsewhere. So yeah. That's how it went.
And that's usually the case too. I find that, you know, sometimes it takes people many years, many doctors, many trials and errors of conventional medicine. And I don't want to say that there's, you know, anything wrong with traditional conventional medicine. Right. Like there's a place for it as well. You break a leg, you got to go to the hospital.
Exactly. You get appendicitis, you go and have your appendix taken out.
Exactly. But for many things, you know, alternative medicine is actually preventative medicine, I'll call it, is better and works faster and keeps you off of drugs and other harmful medications that have a million side effects and that kind of thing. And it seems like you, and maybe it just didn't come across in the story that you were saying, but it seems like you were drawn to that a little bit sooner than other people might have been.
I think there was, I had some innate knowing. I mean, I even did a preconception care plan before I got pregnant with my son, which nobody does.
Nobody does that. Well, we're going to learn much more. You are listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll explore more with Dr. Ailish, founder of the Academy for Soul Healing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfeld.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find out more about me. You can find me at www.drdianehayden.com. That's DrDianeHayden.com. Or my publications, www.naturalnutmeg.com and www.essentialnaples.com. And more info on Dr. Ailish Philpott at www.academyforsoulhealing.com. So welcome back, Dr. Ailish. We were just chatting over the break, and there was, I remember you've written a bunch of amazing articles for my publication up here in Connecticut, Natural Nutmeg. And one of them, I think might've been the first one, I remember you were writing about your story. There was something in there that really struck me that I wanted to make sure we touched on, because I think it will be impactful for your viewers. but it had to do with this relationship with this therapist you had. And I remember you saying something like, I think you were struggling about possibly moving back to Ireland.
Yeah.
Just tell the story.
Yeah. So I hadn't been there long, and I had previously attempted to go to London and lasted about a week and ended up going back home again. So this time I was really nervous about, would I last? Would I be able to stay? How? And of course, the signs were not good that I was going to stay. So I was in the hospital, and I think I wasn't there 2 or 3 weeks maybe, but enough time that I'd been seeing Jenny as a therapist well enough for her to get to know me. And at the beginning, I saw her 2 or 3 times a week. And it would be a case of me saying, oh, maybe I'll go back to Ireland, maybe I'll stay here. And I was going back and forth and back and forth. So one day she just said, at the beginning of the therapy session, she said, okay, you have got until 1 p.m. this afternoon, and you have to decide if you are staying or if you're going back to Ireland. And that's it. Come back at 1 o'clock and let me know your decision. And obviously that threw me into a total, not only was it a difficult choice, but I had grown up in a household where I didn't make decisions because my father made all the decisions. So it was like a double whammy. And I knew that if I went back to Ireland, I was never, ever leaving. I also knew that if I stayed, I was not guaranteed that I was ever going to get well again. And I felt so bad at that stage. It was, which is the worst of the two evils? So obviously I stayed and did my work and held on to that glimmer of hope that I would get well. And I did. I got well. And now it's like, to me at that time, it was like, well, of course I got well. Doesn't everybody get well? But everybody doesn't get well. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned over the years, is that it takes a determination to do the work that is needed to be done. And not everybody is always willing or ready, or even it be the right time for them to do the work that's needed to be done. But I was fortunate that it was the right time for me, and I was prepared to do the work, and I did it, and I came out the other side, and I am so grateful. It was totally a life-changing decision that I had to make in that moment. And it completely changed the, it's like I, the two choices, there were two ways it was going to go. And I knew what way it was going to go if I went back to Ireland. I was never leaving my father's house. And I could just envision myself being this spinster, kind of never getting married, all that kind of stuff. So
you never know, like, right, the road not taken.
You never know.
But certainly it was, in your mind at the time, probably a backward step.
Yeah.
To make that choice. It's funny. I had this boyfriend in college, and he was African American. He came from a very poor family, like pretty much living in the projects, and he had managed to, you know, get scholarships and get jobs and make enough money, put himself through school at UConn, and he got an acting degree, and he had an opportunity. Maybe 3 or 4 years out of school, he was teaching dance and doing other things. He got this opportunity with Sesame Street Live, and they were touring company. And he was Grover. And I remember, like, I was 4 years younger than him. So I think I was going into my senior year in college. Not that I would have gone with him anyway. It wasn't something, you know, they didn't take like girlfriends or spouses with the traveling tour. These guys were like going, you know, they were in like a different city every night practically. But I remember I was so upset that he was leaving, and I'll never forget the thing he said to me was, "Di, I cannot go backwards. You don't understand. Like, I can only go forwards. If I don't take this opportunity, it's basic. Like, I don't know where I'll end up." So that I never forgot that, you know, like, wow, it's always about moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were meant to hear that in that moment.
Right. Right. Yeah. Probably more for me than him.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about all of the different modalities that you do. And one of the ones that I find the most fascinating is something called the Enhanced Year of Healing. So tell us about that.
Sure. So I started my healing practice in 1996, so a long time ago now. And over the years, I've learned many modalities and incorporated some of them into my healing practice on a very conscious level. And some of them, it's like it's just part of who I am. So I think it was 2017, I started teaching a class called 13th Act of La Ho Chi. And one of my students came up to me and said, you know what, you need to expand this class. And my human brain goes into expand this class. How, what am I going to teach if I expand this class? So I was, okay, let's sit with that and see where this goes. So after teaching the class a few times, I realized that I wasn't getting even a fraction of the material covered that I was wanting to teach. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I do need to spend a bit more time and expand the program and make it more, cover more topics, cover more energy and blah, all that kind of stuff. So I came up with the Year of Healing. So the first Year of Healing was 2019 and expanded significantly on the energies of the 13th octave, which is conscious union with source, and La Ho Chi, which is a hands-on energy healing technique. And then I also added rebirthing in there. So it was approximately 6 months of each, approximately. But also I added other things like DNA activation, abundance and manifestation, because so many people have issues with abundance. Just lots and lots and lots of stuff that I'd picked up over the years. That ran for a year. And it was so awesome to really get to know the students who are in the class. And how I run classes is I'm very much about the topics you're learning are just the tip of the iceberg, and they're just basically to keep the brain active. So you're learning techniques, you're learning topics, but underneath of all that, there's so much else going on. So there's a lot of healing going on, and I'm very focused on supporting the healing that's happening to each individual in the group and where they're going with this energy. So I decided to do it again in 2020. Unfortunately, COVID came, so it didn't last very long. And then the beginning of 21, I decided to do it longer because I still had more material to cover. So I did it for, well, we're still in the process of doing it. So we've just come to the end of 21. We're about to start the module on Akashic Field Healing in January and complete that in April. And then in August, we start the whole thing all over again for 18 months. So they're the big topics: 13th Act of La Ho Chi, rebirthing breath work, and Akashic Field Healing, intermingled with a lot of other stuff.
So who is this appropriate for? Is it really for people who want to become healers themselves, or is it for the average person, or is it a combination of both?
It's a combination of both. And it's for the person who just looks at this information and thinks, this is for me, and they have no idea why. Most people that I get have never heard of 13th Doctor of La Ho Chi. So that's where the class has started. And most of them will say, I have no idea. Even reading the description, I didn't have any idea what this was about. I just knew I had to do it, which is how I started doing it as well. But what there's actually an encoding in your DNA that gets triggered when you read the information about it. And that's what triggers the, I have to do this, but I don't know why. So I have people who are established practitioners doing trainings, people who have never done any healing work at all, but just knew they had to do this, and everything in between. So it's for personal growth as well as professional and spiritual growth.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I went through my life coaching certification. I mean, the majority of people there were obviously doing it to become life coaches or business coaches or, you know, some type of health of some type of coach. But I can honestly say that, you know, after going through that program, wow, it's something everybody should do, regardless of whether you want to practice it or not. And I feel like this is the same thing, you know, something that everyone should do, because the amount of personal growth and spiritual knowledge that you get from working with you and going through this program is just amazing. And people need it probably now more than ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is a critical time. And we are all going through, including me, going through such huge shifts at the moment that when I taught it in 2019 and when I teach it next year, it's going to be completely different because so much has shifted.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about soul healing with Dr. Ailish Philpott. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at tracylclark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
I am talking today with Dr. Ailish Philpott, founder of the Academy for Soul Healing. And she's been telling us a little bit about her enhanced year of healing. I actually have some testimonials that I want to read to you all from people who have gone through this program that I think are just very, very powerful. So one of them is, I'm so grateful for this masterful creation of monthly retreats. The work was intense, beautiful, and so unbelievably believable. I cried, shouted, danced, hid under my blanket, broke through, released attachments, cords, entities, shredded wounds, traumas, patterns, and memories, went back into negative memories and took my power back as I continued to prepare for my rebirth. What a powerful experience in itself. I am so excited to pass on the healing as a practitioner and join the process as an ambassador for the 13th octave. And then another testimony that I thought was really, really powerful is this one. I originally thought the year of healing was for learning different healing modalities to share with others. What I didn't expect was the deep level of healing that would occur in me starting with the very first month. As light workers, it's imperative to be clear ourselves so we may heal others from the highest vibration. The year of healing created an incredibly warm and safe environment in which to do that. The group of individuals has become family. It has been a very special and amazing experience watching each of us grow month by month, much more powerful than getting together once and then going separate ways. I'm so grateful for this time with Ailish. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's like just hearing it's like brings back so many wonderful memories. And that was a lot of the 2019 group. And we were meeting in person in those days. So it was so nice, and to watch the relationships develop, and as both of them have said, to witness their growth in such quantum leaps. It's just, which I kind of knew would happen, but watching it makes it even better.
So is it totally virtual now, or how are you running?
Yeah, this one at the moment is totally virtual. And it can, in one way, it makes it easy. It's easier for me because I don't have to travel and lug lots of stuff with me. And it means that a lot more people have access to it. So in 2019, there was a group that would travel up from Virginia every weekend, whereas now I've got people from different parts of the country that they don't have to specifically travel and come to figure out where they're going to come, where they're going to stay. So that's been nice. The other thing that I've learned from watching this current group is, even though they're not physically meeting every month, they still have formed such a strong bond with each other. And it really is a soul family. It's like they're finding their soul family, and they can relate with each other and they can support each other. And obviously we chat between times, and there's a Facebook group where we can kind of share information. And it's a lot more powerful than I had thought it would be. I had hoped it would be, but I didn't know. And it was like, either you do this and do it online, or you don't do it at all. So it's like, do it online. And what I discovered is, even in the breakout rooms, everyone I'm sure is aware of breakout rooms, and they're practicing different healing modalities on each other, and they feel as if they're in the same room and the person is actually physically working on them. So yeah, it's been a joy.
That's amazing. I think one of the hardest things for people to conceptualize is, how does energy work? Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, how, even if you're in person, like, how is it possible that we can do something hands off to another person, basically? And you know, it's almost like, it's a little bit, I think, of a leap of faith, but I think the more you learn and study energy work, energy medicine, you know, energy modalities, it becomes more tangible.
Yes.
In terms of, yeah, of how you're able to move energy, essentially.
Yeah. And the other key piece now for our time is that quantum physics has discovered that there is an Akashic field. Quantum physics explains how you can do healing here in Connecticut and somebody in Greece will feel it. So there are now scientific explanations for stuff that we kind of knew in the alternative world for a while.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm reading this fascinating book right now called Real Magic by Dean Radin. Mm-hmm. He used to be, I want to say, president of the Institute of Noetic Science or something like that, or was on the board. But anyway, this book is really fascinating because he goes through the whole history of essentially energy work, like, and showing people, teaching people that this is not new.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. This goes back hundreds of thousands of words of years, but it was suppressed, yeah, by all these different rulers and religions and everything. So when we think about energy work as being kind of this, and they even call it New Age, which I don't like that term, because that to me gives the sound of like, oh, it's new. It's, you know, yeah, nobody knows about it. Nobody ever did this before. Is it real? Blah, blah, blah. No, it's not new. It's been around forever. The information has just been hidden from us.
Yeah, absolutely. And this module that I'm starting in January, yeah, a few weeks time, on the Akashic field healing, we will start with looking at the history of the Akasha, the Akashic field, how quantum field is there, and how it's been proved to be there. And yeah, it's like, it's just an in-depth look at that information that we'll be doing that first weekend before we kind of get into the healing part of it.
Yeah. So explain to people what the Akashic Records are, because I'm sure there's some listening there.
Sure.
I've never even heard that term before.
Akashic Records are where all information is stored. So each person, in the past, it was called the Book of Records, or it's in the ethers or whatever. So each person has their own records. Each being, each planet, everything has its records in there. Kind of like it's I just saw The Matrix the other day, so that kind of reminds me of it as well. It's like when they were talking about one Matrix ended and they started the next evolution of the Matrix. It's like that's the potential that all records are stored, and therefore if this existence ended, we have a blueprint for the next existence. But that's kind of getting way out there,
kind of like a library.
Yeah.
The universe, I guess.
Absolutely. And all, as I said, all information is stored there. So all, if we think in the linear time sense, all our past information is there. We're currently writing our what's happening in the now, which then gives us the option of all these possibilities for the future. So the modality of Akashic Field healing is slightly different. So a lot of people will have heard of having a reading, so going into the records and reading what's there and possible future potential. In Akashic Field healing, we're looking for trauma that hasn't been resolved. So we're finding trauma that has not been resolved from lifetimes ago, potentially, and is still directly impacting us in this life. And once that trauma has been uncovered, we can work on resolution of it. It's usually pretty simple. We find out some other energies that are associated with it, like fears, belief systems, and do a clearing on it, and find out what it is exactly that the soul has been trying to learn through this trauma.
It's pretty fascinating to me, because I think about people who have struggled with something their entire life. Let's not even talk about like other lifetimes, because some people, that's really hard to grasp.
Yeah.
But even in this lifetime, I know people who've struggled with things like relationships, right? Like they're always attracted to the wrong kind of partner, or they keep repeating the same thing in a relationship. I have one friend right now who literally, I mean, this is almost unbelievable. In her first marriage, her parents had passed away. Her grandparents were still alive. Her grandparents became ill, but not ill enough to go into a nursing home. They could still be taken care of at home. So she and her husband took them into their home, and it basically destroyed their marriage. But she took care of the grandparents. The grandparents end up passing away. She ends up getting divorced. And she tells like the story that it was, you know, it was a great experience, but it was a horrible experience. So she ends up meeting this guy, and she is in a relationship with him. They get married. His mother ends up moving in with them because she can't stay in her house again. And now it's like, they haven't gotten divorced, but it is not good. And I'm like sitting back here watching this, like, how is this possible that the same thing happens again? Like the legit same experience, not even like something slightly different, but maybe related to the way she is in relationship, the exact same situation, except it's, you know, him taking care of his mother. It's things like that. And like people who have issues with, you know, money, or it could be anything really, like illnesses, recurring illnesses. I mean, all that stuff, we don't think about the fact that
absolutely. And a good example of that is looking at the birth. I mean, that's what patterns did you set up based on the fact that you survived your birth, your first life and death experience. So how we experience that first moment of life is a setting down of a subconscious pattern in the psyche. And anytime we're under stress, this pattern reemerges. So once you know what the patterns are, then you can heal them and you can change the thoughts and whatever. But I mean, obviously birth is very fascinating to me, and birth trauma. And I love that topic, because I just do.
Yeah. No. I mean, and I bet some people don't even think about that. Like, birth trauma. I mean, what, how, how could that be traumatic? But it is, you know, and the fact that that and other things that have happened in your life and previous lifetimes can all be playing a role now on, you know, it's like that. The thing that fascinates me is the fact that this is all subconscious, right? Like, you're in these patterns and you're for the most part, not even realizing that you keep repeating them. You keep doing the same thing, saying the same thing, all of that. It's just,
Well, we don't have conscious memory as babies, but we have cellular memory.
Exactly. Well, you are listening to the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Dr. Ailish Philpott. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you find yourself being busy, busy, yet you just don't feel all that productive or fulfilled at the end of the day? Tune into Coffee with the Universe with me, Laura Goldstein, every third Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Stop reacting to life and be more peaceful and on purpose instead. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Consider follow through in five stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assumed they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady, so did I, so did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul, Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
We're back on the Dr. Diane Show with me, Dr. Diane Hayden, and Dr. Ailish Philpott. And you can learn more about her at www.academyforsoulhealing.com. And we're talking with Ailish about her enhanced year of healing. I want to get into a little bit more detail. So What can people expect? I mean, what's the commitment as far as how often you meet, and tell us a little bit more detail.
Yeah, it's basically one weekend a month. So all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Generally, I try and have it on the second weekend of the month, but sometimes like Mother's Day clashes, sometimes Easter clashes. So there are some changes, but in general, the second weekend of the month from 10 until 6 on the Saturday and 10 until 6 on the Sunday. I'm often asked, do I have to go to every single weekend? Ideally, yes, but sometimes life happens. And so we kind of make allowances, but it is the responsibility of you, the student, client, whatever you want to call yourself, to make sure that you get the material you missed. But any downloads that happen, you automatically receive them because you're part of that group. I'm sorry, my phone is just doing crazy stuff. So yeah, it's your responsibility to make sure you get the material, but you will receive the downloads from that weekend. And I'm available between months from by messenger, text, whatever. So it's not a lot, but it feels like a big commitment, and it is, but it's doable.
Yeah. And I think if you're being called to this, it's, I would imagine, you know, when I was doing my coaching program and other, you know, modalities or things like that, that I've done for certifications, you really look forward to it because it's that, you know, that weekend you're immersed in this, it's an incredible amount of healing and energy work that you're learning, that you're having done to you, that you're doing to others. And I think it's to me, it's almost like it's not work. It's fascinating and interesting and almost, you know, like just, you know, what's the other word? What's the only word I can think of is healing.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, and it's meeting and talking to people who get you.
Yeah.
Which many people who are drawn to this kind of work feel like they're the black sheep of the family, or they feel like they're an outsider, or that they've come from some other galaxy somewhere and they don't fit in. But all the people that are doing that feel that to some degree. And therefore you're meeting your soul family. You're meeting the people who get you.
Yep. Hey, that's why I started my magazines.
There you go.
That's how I found my soul family.
Yeah. And it works.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Yep. And especially now, I think that people are still just so, you know, sometimes isolated and struggling with a lot. And I think this would just be a really beautiful, amazing opportunity for people. Tell us what else you have going on for 2022, because I know that you do more than just the Enhanced Year of Healing. You have all kinds of other modalities going on.
Yeah, I'm always adding in workshops here and there. But what I have on the calendar at the moment is doing a 13th Octave La Ho Chi weekend in March. And that would be a Friday evening, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, learning the basics. You would be able to practice as a practitioner at the end of the weekend. But if you want to expand on the information or feel drawn to it, that's when you go on and do the next level. But that's going to be in March in Connecticut. I am hoping that I will have it in my home. We will see. But I decided not to rent space just in case it doesn't happen. And so I'm going to try and do a hybrid model. So have people come to my home and also have it online. So I haven't done that before. That will be a cool new experience. So a mixture of in-person and online. And I'm hoping to do that for the next year of healing as well. But as I said, we have to wait and see how that goes. The other class I have on the schedule is in June, and I will be going to Virginia to teach 13th Octave La Ho Chi. That'll be the third time I go down there. Virginia have a really nice community down there. And so I keep on getting invited back. So I'm going back there. If there are other places that people would like me to come to, just let me know and we will figure out dates and how and when. I've been to Colorado, I've been to North Carolina, and had been planning so many more trips up until last year. I'm hoping to try and get to England at some stage, maybe to Ireland. And I have some family in Australia, so we'll see.
Wow. Australia would be awesome.
That would be very awesome, but they're really strict on letting people in and out. So
I know. Yeah. I know. Well, we'll see what the next year brings. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you never know. You never know for sure. And people can find out more by simply going to your website, right?
Yeah.
academyforsoulhealing.com. And on there is information about the enhanced year of healing. And is it an application? Like, how do people either learn more about it?
So
or
what I will put on there is the dates, the costs. So I'll have early bird rate and whatever. So all the rates, a kind of a breakdown of some of what we'll cover, because you never fully know what's going to be covered, because it depends on the group and who they are and the energy that they bring as well. So all that basic information will be on there. And then people generally contact me and we discuss, because it's a bigger conversation than just fill in a PayPal button or and pay your money. It's like, usually for a big program like this, people would like to chat with me. So either call me or message me and we'll set up time to chat and see if this is a fit. That's generally how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Right. I mean, you know, it is a year. Wait, well, longer than that, right? It's 18 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I'm imagining that people would want to, you know, talk with you and find out if they're right for it, if it's right for them, for sure. Definitely. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, you do, I think people will be very curious about this. You do energy work, I think, within the enhanced year of healing around prosperity and abundance as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Particularly the first few months, because that's when people are often struggling with, oh, can I really afford to do this program? So we do a lot of work around what the money represents energetically. And what are the belief systems that can get in the way? What are the blocks and why are the blocks there, and clearing the blocks? And there's a few different exercises and things that we do, but it's definitely more focused early on, but it's something that continues on for the whole program.
What do you find is stopping people usually? Like, what's an example of one of the blocks? Can you give us something like that?
A block that you have to work hard for your money, and that's your family pattern, and that if you don't work hard enough, you're never going to make the money. Nobody ever works hard enough. It's not about how hard you work. Another thought can be only people who are dishonest make money. That's a common one. It's like you have to be born into it, or be like a drug dealer, or steal it. Another one is if people inherit money, feeling guilty about inheriting money and therefore blowing it. So winning money or inheriting money, that can trigger guilt around it. Am I worthy is another issue that can come up. Am I worthy of having limitless abundance? But it's a very strong energy reflector. Money is showing you, your relationship with money is showing you how you relate to yourself and the world.
That is fascinating. And I totally agree. I totally agree. Well, I think there are just so many amazing things that you do in this program. And I'm sure that people will be reaching out to you to learn more. Again, it's Dr. Ailish Philpott, founder of the Academy for Soul Healing. And you can find out more information on her at www.academyforsoulhealing.com. Thank you so much for being with us today, Ailish.
Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show. Please join me the first and third Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Next time on the Dr. Diane Show, we'll be discussing more about the power of thoughts and beliefs and the impact they have on your life. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you for tuning into the Dr. Diane Show, revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul with me, Dr. Diane Hayden.
Tune in every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Center your thoughts on what you want and shut the door on every suggestion of fear, worry, or lack from your own consciousness or the consciousness around you. Once you master that, everything is possible. To learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital subscription of my magazine, visit naturalnutmeg.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.